This call is being recorded.
Whether it is plant, mineral, animal, or human, it is a collective consciousness of all. And see this consciousness becoming imbued with light, with all of the life forms here becoming imbued with light, with love, with this violet light or pink light. However it is you want to share it and see it and visualize it, visualize it as a pink or a violet light moving across the planet, entering every individual being and all life forces. And all life forces, whether they are human or elemental, and the elemental forces also not only becoming aware of this light, this transition of consciousness, but imbuing their own light, their own love into this consciousness as well, so that human and elemental forces come together as one now. Be aware of all of the life forces coming together as one consciousness, as one being, one source. We are all of the source, all as one together, as one and yet as individuals. See now, wherever there is hatred, wherever there is fear, wherever there is judgment, that be replaced now with pure love, unconditional love. See love move into all beings. All feel this consciousness shift. And visualize now a moment in the not too distant future where a pulse of energy comes from the galactic central sun, somewhat like this blue electric light that you have been working with. And this energy pulse comes into the earth. And in that moment, everything stands still. You feel a sense of a silence like you have never felt before or heard before. But yet it is there. You feel this silence, this sense of bliss come over you. You as the light workers and light warriors and light sharers, feel this as a sense of bliss, as oneness. As it envelops you, as it moves through you, as it causes a kundalini reaction within you. Your central nervous system accepts this energy because you have been acclimating to these energies. But to others, around the world, they may not feel it so much as a sense of bliss, but as something has changed, something is different. They cannot quite understand what it is. But you, those of you, will know. When this moment arises, when this frequency raises enough for this occurrence, you will know, you will feel it, you will be it in that moment. And in that moment, many things will come flooding back in your memory. You will fully, in that moment, remember who you are. It may not last, but it will be real. In that moment, everything will begin to shift as consciousness shifts across the planet. All that has been building up to this point will find its crescendo in that moment. Yourselves now, wherever you are, begin to drift back to the pillar of light, back down the pillar of light, back towards your physical bodies. As you enter your physical body, bring that sense of bliss, that consciousness, that one consciousness, that one source back within you. And allow yourselves now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. It is always wonderful to be able to share with you in these moments, in these times, in these changing times. And these times are changing. Even though you may not quite realize it, you may not feel it fully, this is a new beginning that you are falling within now as we speak. So much is happening around you. So much is happening within you. And it only takes a continued conscious effort on your part to continue to bring all of this about as a collective together. As you have heard many times and has become a mantra for you, be the change you want to see in the world. Be that change. You are that change. Because as you are that change, as you become who you are, so too do those around you begin to remember who they are, begin to awaken to their consciousness, to their knowing, just as you have. But understand that you are not fully awakened. It seems like you have a long way to go, but that is only a seeming on your part of understanding. You have only as long as you need to go. That is where you need to come to an understanding. You are right where you need to be right now. You do not need to be concerned about how far yet you have to go, about how much you have to surrender, about how much you have yet to do. Because as you become concerned with that, you fall right back into the old programming of the third dimension, that you are not enough, that you are not doing enough. But I tell you now, along with all of those that are working with you and working closely with this group, we tell you now that you are enough and you are doing everything that you need to be doing at this moment. Yes, it is true. It is important to take action wherever you can. If you feel a sense of knowing come over you, of something that would be helpful for you to do now, and you feel resonance with that, then do it. If you feel like it is time for you to get up off the couch and do whatever it is that you're being guided to do, then do it. But if you do not feel it, if it is not resonating with you, then do not be concerned about it and do not feel guilty about it, certainly. Because these moments now are the moments that you will look back on. In the times ahead, you will look back on these times and realize just how far you did come, both as individuals and as a collective. You will also realize that you have always been right there. There is concern about those things that are happening outside of yourself, those things that are happening in the world. But I tell you now, that is not for you to be concerned about. All you need to know and be concerned about is that everything is happening as it needs to. Everything is being orchestrated exactly as it needs to be. Yes, you are a large part of that orchestration, but there are forces beyond you, beyond the collective you, that are also at work here. Those forces that we as the Ascended Masters are working with, those forces that are coming from what you would call the galactics, those forces from the heavens, and those yet from the inner earth, and all of those that work with those areas. All is coming together that needs to. Your republic, the old republic becoming the new understanding that will be here, is almost here now. Everything that you know that was the old culture, the society that you grew up in, is all going to shift and change. All is being a part of the consciousness shift that is happening now. And you only need to be concerned about being in the now. Do not worry about what is coming in the future, and certainly let go of everything that has happened in the past, because neither of them will help you right now. Only being in the now is what will help you in this process, through this, as one who serves has said many times, these rocky times that may be ahead. And yes, it may become somewhat bumpy along the way, as you are already, some of you are already finding, but it is meant for a reason. All of this is meant to destroy or change over from the old ways, the old system that no longer works, into the new system that will work for you. I am Saint Germain. All of my love and peace will be with you, and may you feel the guidance of the violet light working through you at all times as it continues to take you on into this next beautiful golden age of Gaia. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here to answer your questions, but before we do, we have just something to share about a question that came up as far as your time frame here, in terms of your September 22nd and your fall equinox and all of this, and the meaning behind all of this. We are not necessarily going to give you that meaning, but we are going to share that the energies as they come in more and more are continuing to rise. You are feeling them, and they will continue to move you up into higher vibrations more and more here, and you will feel this connection, and you will find yourselves going through shifts and changes on a daily basis. One moment you will be in a blissful state, a wondering, why is everything so wonderful in your life? And then the next moment, everything will come crashing down, and you will feel like, why am I even here? Why do we have to keep going through this? And then the next moment, everything will come back up. You see, it is going to go back and forth, up and down, inside and out, and it will continue on. And this is all part of the show that is happening now, all part of what you came here to be a part of and to bring in this new golden age. This is what you came here for. So what does that say? Be careful of what you wish for, because those wishes can come true. And they are coming true. You are right here, right now, in the right moment, the right place, and everything is wonderful. And if you believe that, you will see that. You have questions here for one who serves? Is everyone unmuted at this point this time?
I have a question. This is Keisha.
Yes.
And I keep seeing this beautiful turquoise light, and it's always enveloped in this beautiful emerald green.
Are you still there?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Your and question, though?
I was just wondering what that is.
We have an echo here, it seems like. Somebody's on speakerphone. Are you off the speakerphone now? The one known as Keisha, are you still there? No? Is anyone out there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yep. We're here.
Oh, okay.
We're here.
So I just wanted to know what that was.
Please repeat what it was that you said you saw here.
I keep seeing a very beautiful turquoise light, and it's enveloped in emerald green, and it continues to come into me, and I allow it to flow through me.
This is, as we find it, the understanding or the remembering of where you come from. And this energy is predominant in that area that you come from. We cannot say where it is. As we always say, we will not ruin the surprise for you. But as this energy keeps coming in, it is continuing to bring downloads for you specifically so that you can find yourself back home, you might say, as you are certainly a star seed that has come here and are a part of this whole expression here to bring about these changes. And this light, this energy that is coming into you is assisting in the process for you to be assisting in the overall process here. Okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
Hi, yes, this is Lorelei. Hello. I have been guided, or I keep falling into like a guidance to keep raising the number of my spins that I'm doing, and I'm checking with my body to make sure, you know, that that's okay and the body wants it, and, you know, I'm cognizant of this whole thing of not taking heaven by storm. So I'm kind of taking it slow as I do it. And one of the things I saw about this matter was that when you have some kind of a euphoric experience or whatever, you want to go out to the earth, and I'm hoping I'm understanding this right. This one, I want to check my understanding. You want to go out to the earth and ground and let the energy flow through you, not stay with you, down through to the earth. And that's the way to keep from going to that sort of, if you will, mad place. Is that correct? Am I understanding that correctly?
If you are receiving that, then yes, that is right for you. That is not so much right for everyone, because everyone is different when they work with these energies. Keep in mind that, again, that you are working with the Kundalini energy here. And the Kundalini energy is individual for everyone. So you will feel it and know it as something different than your neighbor would. But it is all the same energy. It just resonates or reverberates within individuals in different ways here. So, yes, follow your guidance.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Any other questions here?
Hello, one who serves is Rhea from the UK.
Yes.
I heard from another channel, and I don't know if this is correct. Obviously, Venus is the planet of love. And when we transcend and ascend, the planet, when Gaia transcends, all of us transcend, we will be entering into like a new Venus, and then Venus will be transcending even higher, so that we will become the new Venus. Is that correct, or the new planet of love?
What you are speaking of here is that everything is ascending. You are ascending, the planet is ascending, you as the collective here are ascending, and the solar system is ascending, and the galaxy is ascending, and all beings within are also ascending if they are prepared and ready for it as well. So the whole process is in some ways being catalyzed here by your work here on this planet. So you are catalyzing for the entire galaxy. So yes, that is correct, as you are saying here.
Ah, wonderful. So we'll become a lovely, okay, unconditional, loving planet, just like Venus.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Other questions here?
Yes, I have a question. A while back, I was sitting in my car, and I was waiting to walk in to work, because you have to wait until they unlock the door, and I could feel myself like I was in a different body, and I was awake. I wasn't asleep. It felt like I had a really wide, strong body, And as I got out of my car to walk to work, it was still with me, and I could feel myself walking in this really strong, wide body. And I rationalized it that maybe it was a past life of mine where I was on a planet with higher gravity. Do you have any idea what that might have been?
Yes, but first of all, don't rationalize. Don't use your thinking processes here. Use your heart to come to understanding. So many of you will be experiencing these types of things as well, where you are there in your body, and the next moment you are separate from your body, but still within your body. This is out-of-body experience. This is coming to understand higher dimensional frequencies within you. And this is going to occur more often for this one who has asked the question, as well as many others, as you are coming closer and closer to the crescendo, as Sananda has used this terminology. And you are moving closer and or rather going more and more through your own personal transition here. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions here?
Hello, this is Yvette. I've been holding back on asking this question, and I think partially some of my attachment is going away, but today it came up. I was curious if the third dimension is just in our Milky Way galaxy, and I have a couple others that go with it.
Is your third dimension in the Milky Way galaxy? Is this what your question is?
Yes. Is it just in this area?
There are third dimensions in many areas, many galaxies, many solar systems, even many universes. This is not the only place where there is a third dimension. But you are the ones, as we say here, that are catalyst for moving beyond the third dimension as a race, as a collective here, along with the planet itself, which, as we have said times before, has never happened before. You are the ones that are leading the way, you might say. You are the forerunners here. You, as a collective race, are the forerunners for this happening in many other planets and systems as well here.
So just
everyone is watching how you do it here. And learning from this.
Okay. Wonderful. Another part to this then. The term Mother Earth, it's so beautiful. And the word earth changing around to heart. I was curious, are we the heart of the universe, of the galaxy, Milky Way galaxy? Is there a resonance with that term?
You as individuals and as collective are moving through your chakra system. In other words, you are moving into your fourth chakra, moving out of the third chakra, which has been the ego center, has been the emotional center, has been the center for anger and all of these things, and you are moving as a race into the fourth chakra.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Anything further here before we release Jan?
I have a question.
Yes, I would like the question, please.
Yes?
Well, we had something happen on the 23rd, supposedly, like yesterday. And I got that there is a grid that has been put around this earth. And in James's meditation, there was three of them or so. And we have a galactic one also that's around the grid. And I understand that the stale energy is being taken out, and a new energy, which is more pure and clean, is coming in. Or maybe it just didn't happen yesterday. Maybe it's been happening all along. Is this correct? And maybe you can add more to that.
The energies that you're speaking of that are coming in are, yes, are pure, are one consciousness, our love, all of this is coming in, and you can say it is in some ways pushing out the old energies, creating situations here on your planet where those of you, the individuals of the planet, are beginning to react or to act out against the establishment and bringing this establishment down. We speak here of the cabal and all of this, the dark forces, bringing them down to their knees. You may not be seeing this yet fully, but you are going to very shortly. There are many things in the works, and you are going to see these very ones that have been in control of the planet are going to relinquish their control because they will not be able to hold it much longer. They are being forced out.
Is it true that they're being blocked from going out of this earth because I hear they're running away, trying not to be caught? Is that true?
That is correct. There is no escape. There is only turning toward love, turning toward the light. If they do so in that respect, they can escape. But if they do not do this, there is no escape for them. They will reap what they have sown.
So we should just pray for them to come to the light and keep them in our prayers, which I do.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Any further question here?
I have a question. This is Marianne.
Yes.
My question is about crystal healing chambers. Will we be invited into these healing chambers, after Nisara announcement? And if so, are they going to be in Agartha or on ships?
They're going to be in both areas and others as well. And as far as inviting goes, you will not be invited necessarily, but you will know when and where to participate in this. You will have guidance on this. This will be when you have your mentors working with you, and they will assist you in this entire transition process that you can go through here.
Thank you.
Any further question here?
Then, question.
Yes. One more question here, and then we release channel.
It's in regard to the planet X or Nibiru, how do you pronounce that?
Yes.
Is that a reality, or is it NASA? I just read that NASA is saying that there is no planet X. Is there something coming towards the Earth or not?
Not in the sense that you are referring to, in the sense of a planet that is going to come into the atmosphere and wreak havoc with your lifestyle and create catastrophes and all of these things. This was all part of the old timeline and all part of what the cabal, what those forces of darkness were attempting to bring about. But they have not been successful in their endeavors here, and this planet that you are speaking of is real, but it is not going to be affecting you in this respect here. But you will become aware of this planet in the times when you are ready for it. Okay? Very good. We are going to release channel here now. And just know, as you continue through this process, we are all with you. You are not alone in this. If you ever feel like as you are alone, as no one cares about you, about your life, and all of this, know that that is certainly not the case. You always have your guides with you. You always have those of us that are mentoring to you, that are working with you. You have much assistance, much help through all of this. So even as the times ahead get a little bit bumpy, you might say, and we keep saying to keep those seatbelts fastened, we keep telling James to put that in his email. It is important because we want you to understand that you are perfectly safe. Everything is exactly as it needs to be, but it may get a little bumpy along the way, and you may even begin to see some of this here as the entire system that you have known falls apart. Shanti, peace be with you.
Okay.
Be the one.